What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the WRFL. The season is in full gear. I am here over the phone. You don't know where I am. I don't know where I am. Trevor, he's in an undisclosed location in Fort Gibson.
Undisclosed.
He's out there somewhere in the town, so I give you a little bit. You'll have to find out the rest. In light of recent events, we're taking it easy because we've said a lot of fucking crazy things, you know, on this show. So, God damn it. This is about football. I'm sorry, everybody, okay? We're just going to go to football because I think yeah. Anyway, Trevor, how you doing, buddy? It's been a minute. I haven't talked to you since before we went to California. How's everything going? How's the young lad, the future number one draft pick into the WRFL, how you doing?
He's doing great. He's very healthy. He's got a three-step routine right now. It's sleep, eat, shit. That's what it is. But he's doing good. NFL's been pretty good this year.
Oh, yeah.
Started out with Patrick Mahomes losing on Friday. I got to watch that happen. I think we were actually home by then, so I got to watch that happen. It was pretty great. And then, NFL, I feel like I'm doing pretty good in the rankings. College, I need to pick it up a little bit, but NFL has been, I've been pretty strong in. Had a couple of good games, not so good this week, but it wasn't terrible. My college was absolute shit this week, though.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't really done great. I had a good week in both this week, but I haven't really had a great week yet. You know, hasn't been too bad. Definitely hasn't been great. And old Luke, he's the fucking he's that team that starts like 8-0, and then he starts.
He's the Denver Broncos 10 years ago.
Yes, because he's gonna start thinking about it too much. Because you look at him, he's already almost at, 350 or something?
Yeah.
In the, but Luke, he's off to a great start. Honestly, it's still...
Tom Cornelius is doing the typical Tom Cornelius slow start.
He's playing it safe, okay?
He doesn't listen, like I said.
He had a new strategy.
Yeah, he rests the players till week 5, then he starts fucking... And then he's clawing back to try to get the playoffs.
Well, he follows
the Giants.
The coach of the Bengals. Who's that?
Yeah. Zach.
Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from the Zach Taylor coaching tree of thought. He's like, we don't want to play our best right away. We want to wait till we play our worst, and then we play our best.
Yeah.
We get it out of the way.
We want to put our backs against the wall. That's what
we
want to
get
there.
Joe Burrow out of there early.
Yeah.
So that he comes back when it matters. We want Jake Browning because he's, that's the secret weapon.
Yeah. Yeah, you put him in there, little middle guy.
God, that fucking organization, dude. I swear to God. Joe Burrow's going to retire by the end of this fucking week, I bet. He just can't handle it anymore.
I mean,
honestly, I can't believe he actually stayed. Like,
I know.
Just like, the guy never, paid attention to NFL history. The Bengals have had, honestly, since the 80s, they've had a few teams where if they just had, more support, theoretically, from their upper management or the organization.
Just play some players, something.
They probably would have a couple Super Bowls by now. I'm not even saying that they would have won the ones they played in. What I'm saying is they might have played in more and maybe even won. You know what I mean? So I just think the Brown family that owns that fucking organization are the biggest fucking tightwads in the entire NFL. Like, they just will not. Like, Jerry Jones has been getting a lot of shit. I mean, I don't think spending money is that guy's problem. I think the thing is, if you shake a guy's hand, all right, a deal's a deal, okay? Hey, about the money, son. Fucking deal. We're men, all right? That's how you do a deal. You think I ain't done a deal before? That's all he is, dude. He's just fucking Ross Perot. That's who Jerry Jones is turning into in his old age. He's Ross Perot. The Browns, dude, and look, we're going to see another Andrew Luck situation. Joe Burrow's about the age Andrew Luck was whenever he was forced to retire. I mean, how many more injuries to different parts of his body can this guy keep getting? Turf toe? Really? I didn't even know guys still got that.
Yeah, I mean, it's I can't remember the last. I think maybe Adrian Peterson got it, or like later in his career.
I think, was it? I mean, what, when he was 43 and on his 12th team? I don't know.
Rushing for 80 yards.
That guy got, I think he got shot and he played the next day. He's like Theodore Roosevelt. I think he did, yeah. No, that guy was made out of like fucking that stuff that the Black Panther was made out of. Vibranium or something. Like, that's what he was made out of. That guy was a beast. But who were we just talking about?
Burrow.
Oh, Burrow. Dude, that guy, oh my God. Loyalty in the NFL, as you know, it's funny. These NFL owners, they geek ready for a 6th-round draft pick. There's no loyalty. It's just like the mafia. If Joe Burrow was smart, he never would have signed a multi-year extension with that fucking organization. And whoever his agent is needs to be fired, and we need to get him fucking put in jail, just like all these other people from Facebook. We need to get him in there, because this guy should be put in jail for letting Joe Burrow sign a deal with the Bengals that didn't include them basically letting him make every decision.
Yeah. Because, and then when they finally do pay somebody, they wait to the very last second to be like, okay, we'll pay you, just don't leave.
Well, first of all, like, it's the same exact team minus a lot of the really good players that made the team what it was from that Super Bowl. From, like, Trevor, we're coming on, like, that was the debut of the War Room. Like, when that Super Bowl happened, we did our first episode, like, that week. So, it's been since then. It's been a couple years, you know what I mean? So, and it looks like the same exact team. They have done nothing. Like, they have to have, like, the NFL's got to, like, come down on the Bengals and be like, you got to start spending some of this money.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, like, have you heard that, like, the Bengals up until, like, the late 2000s, like, they had to buy all their equipment from the team.
Yeah.
And supplied to them. And then they had to pay, like, they had a vending machine that they had to pay for snacks and soda and shit.
Well,
like,
I'm pretty
that.
Sure not like, too long ago, they, like, when they invited Boomer to the freaking Ring of the Hall of Fame or something like that, like, he had to pay for his own trip. Yeah, he had to pay for his own trip there.
What a, oh my God, those fucking people, dude. You know, it's funny. They're not even like the Packers, you know how they say they're fan owned or whatever. Like, they aren't even as fucking tight as what's it called? The Bengals. Like, what the hell, man? Like, they, like, what are we doing here? How much money do we have? How much money? Like, fucking Jerry Seinfeld. What is the deal? Like, dude. Like, you're paying guys $80,000. I'm making almost as much as some of these guys on the team. Like, we got to get these guys paid. They can't afford their doctor's bills. That's why Burrow keeps getting hurt. He's got to keep going to fucking Central America to find a doctor he can afford. He can't afford that doctor that fixed Kobe. That's in Germany. That's way too expensive. So, you know, a lot of problems with the Bengals right now, that being one of them. Patriots looking promising. You know, we've only lost one game.
I really wish we'd won week one. We were sitting 2-0, but last week was...
Yeah.
Last week, first of all, the crazy thing is the offense is looking, you know, pretty good. I'm pretty happy with the offense as far as how many points we're getting. And just how Drake May's making plays, we're running the ball good. I feel like we're doing good there. It's the defense, which I thought was going to be our strength this year, which is like,
well,
secondary's killing us.
It's only been 2 games.
I know.
And I think the first game our defense played well, but our offense looked like how it did the last Tom Brady left, pretty much. And then this last game, our offense looked really good, and then our defense, like, it's just, I think if we get to a point where we're putting together a complete game and it's not one or the other, I think we'll be in really good shape. That being said, I'm not really worried about our defense because I've because if it makes sense, I've seen us not do that way less.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
I've seen us score 30 points.
Well, like, and
I couldn't remember the last time we scored 30 points.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. 33? Well, and then fucking. Dude, when we retaliated, when they returned the punt and then we returned the kick, I was like, holy shit. Like, we're fucking, like, we're not just going to get fucking beat here. We're not going to fade away. Like,
hell no.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely happy to see the job Vrabel is doing even just so far. I love seeing a motivated team.
Oh, dude, him running with the fucking,
oh, yeah.
Dude, he's just fucking getting it, too.
I wanted to get up and start running, but my knees were hurting, so I didn't.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's
my knees hurt because we keep it so cold in this house. I can feel the aches in my knees from it. That's how cold it is in here. And, like, you know, I'm a heavy guy, so walking around all day makes my knees hurt. So
there you have it.
There you have it, everybody.
Late night talks with Jared Cornelius.
We're going to get right into it after 10 or 15 minutes of whatever the hell we were just talking about. We're going to start, of course, with the NCAA. We got some good ones coming up. We're going to, of course, start with our top 25 matchups. First off, got a good one. It's leading off the weekend. Hopefully, I'll be on a golf course teeing off, listening to it like I've been doing. Let me tell you something. That's what I've been doing on Saturdays whenever I don't have anything to do. What a fucking way to spend the day. Got the speaker on. I'm blaring College Game Day. Playing golf, you can't beat it. So, well, we got the first one at the 5-point game. We got Texas Tech taking on Utah. This is probably the two best teams in the Big 12 right now, just based on the season so far. So this is going to be pretty big for whoever ends up winning. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, this is going to be a good game because Utah kind of looks like what I expected them to look like last year. So maybe they just step back in what they were. But Tech, man, they're looking good. And I mean, you know, they went out and spent money and it looks like it was well spent. They actually, they signed a 5-star from Fort Gibson and he's going there. I think he's a junior. I don't remember if he's a junior or senior, but I think he's a lineman.
Really?
Yeah, 5-star. Fucking.
There's a 5-star at Fort Gibson?
Yeah,
right,
yeah, they're like super like favored to like win the district, which is. So.
Huh. Well, I saw we beat Hill, though. That's all that matters.
Beat Hill, though, and then you get a shot at Wagner next week if they win that. Hey.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I would do with myself if I could. Luckily, I never had to play those two cocksucking schools back-to-back, and they're by far the teams I hated the most. So, you know, if you went to either of those schools, go fuck yourself. yeah, hell yeah, go Fort Gibson. We're the best. We're the best, that's right. Always supported them.
With that being said, I'm going to take Texas Tech because I like what I'm seeing from Tech. I like Utah. And this is really either way, but I'm going to go with Texas Tech. I'm going to go straight up, though, because it's going to be a close game.
Okay. I honestly don't think – here's the thing. Texas Tech, I'm, you know, it's the first time I've ever heard going into a season like they had some hype. And, you know, it's because they really went all out trying to get, you know, some good talent in there. Utah, on the other hand, I actually, you know, I wanted, like, I don't know. I don't know why I've always really liked Utah. Like, you know, it's not like they're one of my favorite teams, but I've always rooted for them. Like, they look, I really like, so they've played, they beat Wyoming 31-6. They beat Cal Poly 63-9, and they beat UCLA 43-10. So, they haven't played anyone great necessarily, but they've given up 25 points all season, and they've scored 137. So yep. Their point differential is insane. So what tells me is that they're a team that can score and also have a pretty good defense. The game's in Utah. It's going to be a tough home field advantage. Yeah. Because of the football team. And I mean, Texas Tech, to their credit, they've only given up 35, and they've scored, I mean, hell, they've scored a hell of a lot of points, too. I don't know. This is tough.
It is a tough one, man.
I don't agree with Vegas's line. They have Utah as a 3.5-point favorite. I would not take that, but I am going to take Utah straight up in the game at home, beating Texas Tech, and it's purely because of history. I think Utah is a better team overall. I think Texas Tech, you know, I think they're going to have to earn it a little bit before I start, like, just, you know, not that I don't want to see them do good, but I do think Utah is a good game. And actually, you know what, I just talked myself into doubling down on them. How about that? Double down.
Live.
Utah. Anyway, tried live, double down, switch up. Anyway, we got the University of Alabama, Birmingham, up against Tennessee, who's fucking tiny loser kicker cost him the game.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining because I put Georgia in that game, but they are coming off of a fresh loss at home, which is, ugh. That's the only reason I didn't double down on Georgia was because it was in Tennessee. But, you know, Kirby Smart pushed the hell of a game that day, and, you know, I'm starting to like him a lot. Anyway, Trevor, who do you like in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I had Tennessee last week. They let me down. You know, I was sitting there. I was watching the game. It was a great game. I was also had it split, and I was watching the NASCAR race in Bristol, and I was thinking, wow, this is a night game for Tennessee, and Bristol's on right now. So I felt like Tennessee was going to win, and they almost fucking did. And then I remembered, oh, wait, we have to be there for it to happen. So that's why it didn't happen, I guess. But
yeah, we were there when they beat Alabama in that crazy game, which I think they won on a kick or something.
They did. They kicked a field goal at the end of the fucking game, yeah.
Wow. Dude, I knew as soon as they were all like, this guy, you know, is his first time ever attempting a game-winning or tying field goals. Like, well, they're lost. It's over. And also, I can see him over there, like, breathing into a brown.
Oh, yeah.
Bag.
He was over there
fucking
sweating. And then he went back for a couple more kicks.
So nervous? He's at home.
Yeah, he went back for a couple more kicks. Fucking.
Oh, my God. Dude, honestly, I don't like seeing the kickers warm up like that. Because I think he should just be like, fuck it, I'm going to go out there and nail this fucking kick. You know what I mean? Like, he was over there, like, already thinking about what could happen if he misses it. And that's where I don't think it's good. So, you know, tough for the young man. I'm sure he got called a lot of bad words on the way to school the next day or whatever. Or he didn't go to school.
Yeah, I had to skip.
Who knows? You know, that's a bad time. But
that being said, I'm going to go Tennessee double down. I think they come back and, I mean, they're still in the hunt. That isn't, you know, that's the great thing about the playoff. They're still in the hunt. You know, if they finish out the rest of their year and play like they did, but get a little bit better play from the kicker. I haven't said it out of the kicker's hands. Score more points. That's what I say. Play a little defense every now and then, too. That doesn't hurt to do in the fourth quarter.
Losing in overtime to a top 10 team, yeah, they're definitely still in it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they're fine.
Yeah,
but I'm also going to go Tennessee double down. I don't know if they'll win by 38.5, according to Las Vegas. I think Vegas is, I don't know. This is still Alabama football, okay? They might not, you know their plays very well because their coaches aren't really paying much attention to them, but they can fucking run. They better not let them catch it, all right? All right, anyway, up next, we got, who is this? Oregon State. Oh, we got the Civil War. We got Oregon State, who's 0-3, taking on the polar opposites, Oregon, who is 3-0. But I don't think that's going to matter much for this game. So, Trevor, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, give me Oregon double down. I think it's pretty simple here. It's in Oregon, so.
Well, yeah, they both play in Oregon.
Well, I mean, this is in Oregon, the Oregon Ducks home arena.
Oregon Ducks.
The Oregon Ducks. Very.
Honestly, I was looking at Oregon's, like, last games or whatever, and I just still can't believe, like, I thought they'd beat OSU, but, like,
good, I know. I was like, yeah.
10 and what they beat Northwestern by 20 last week. I don't know. I think that this is going to be a good game because it's a rivalry, and I've watched this game many times and it's been actually pretty good the last in recent memory. So I'm going to go Oregon double down because I do think they're going to win. I definitely, God, Vegas, 34.5. Are you kidding me? What's the deal with these fucking lines? Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to go Oregon double down. I think they win the Civil War again. Up next, I'm going to have to go back and tell you because I am not. Okay, anyway, up next, we got Kent State taking on Florida State, who's, they decided to try and win some games this year. Trevor, who are you liking this one?
I mean, Florida State has quickly risen from being unranked to all the way up to number 7, but I mean, hey. I think they got rid of that bum fucking quarterback last year that kept fucking skipping from team to team. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, now he's speaking at Florida.
Yeah, I know. Like, dude, and like...
Dude, he sucks.
How have you been on so many teams after, like... It's like people just continuously hiring you after they see their resume. Like, oh, he quit with no notice. Oh, he quit with no notice here. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, let's go ahead and take him, though. Yeah.
Oh, you got caught jerking off in the bathroom?
Yeah, he's good. Like, but I don't know how.
He did it again!
And, you know, it's even funnier because he lost the other day, or when he lost last week when they played fucking South Florida. Fucking dumbass.
Oh, my God. No, that's too straight. It's just like Florida State, man. It's just like it. Now they're going to just lose 8 straight games, and he's going to have some stupid injury called embarrassment, and he's going to lie to everybody and say he's got an injury whenever he's really just crying every night. He can't get any sleep.
And he has one more year of eligibility because he quit before week 4. Some stupid, probably.
Oh, my God, dude. You know what's crazy is?
It'll go to Louisville.
He's going to go to, like, fucking the NFL on a team, and he might actually make it. This is insane.
He turns into a fucking Trent Dilfer and wins the Super Bowl. The great defense.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, give me FSU double down.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And, I mean, not just like you weren't great, but, like, you're not good. Like, you're going from team to team to team, and you're fucking every team you go. Like.
Well, that's what I want to know. I want an investigation into this little guy. Because he's got the worst stats in sports history. And, like, literally the worst stats in all of sports. Maybe other than whoever was defending Wilt the day that he scored 100 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that was during the time of racism. You're telling me someone didn't fucking take a bat to him on the court and keep dunking on you? Unbelievable. So, like that. It's just the worst. And, like, no one ever brings that up, how it's just like, yeah, it's great Wilt scored 100 points, but, like, at what point do you just start punching him right in his dick when he's about to, like, you know, when he's just
taking
his ability to have children away from him because he just can't take his cock slapping your face anymore? Like, when is enough enough? Like, what's the deal? What's the deal? Wilt scored 100 points? Like, what is the deal?
It should be illegal.
Pride. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know how you let that happen, because I tackled a guy during a basketball game in high school because he was just going up and down the court, and I got sick of it, and I just tackled him. I wrapped him up and did the gator roll, and I got taken out of the game the rest of the fucking game. And Coach Dickerson was literally like, "Turn, what are you doing?"
Oh shit, wrong sport.
Anyway, so I mean, I'm going Florida State double down. Kent State ain't got a chance, unfortunately. But who knows? We'll see. I guess stranger things have happened, technically. Up next, we have another 5-point game. We got Auburn going into Norman, taking on them dirty Sooners that like to cheat and steal land from Native Americans and Irish that were already here. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go with OU double down. I'm actually, after surprisingly, after last week's game against Temple, which I know it was Temple, but I was like, dude, like if we go out there and we beat their ass and do what we should, I'll feel good. But if we go out there and fuck around and almost lose, because that's a real OU thing to do, where you fucking get a big win, and then the next week you go in there and you're facing some Joe Blow, and they fucking Houston or somebody beats you. So I feel good about the team. I think it's Breadable's doing a good job, I think. I like the quarterback play. He's really good, and he's got a lot of balls. So I'm going to go with OU double down, but this will be a good game because Auburn's good.
I do think it's going to be a good game. I'm just going to be honest here, though. I do think it's the first, like, possible good team that they've played. I don't think Michigan's very good.
I think Michigan's defense is good, so it's mainly what
I... Sure, I agree. I don't think they're very good, I wouldn't use them as an example of like, oh yeah, this is a championship contender. And I'm not saying Auburn is either, but I do think taking in the last year, Auburn's going to want to be getting some fucking get back for that crazy fucking... Dude, that was one of the craziest games.
Yeah.
Just on the sheer fact, it's like they were all like, hey guys, how do we let OU win this game? How do we do that? Let's see if we can't do that. Because it's just like, unless a fat mobster called in and was like, hey, I gotta tell you something. This game better be fixed. Oh, y'all gonna swim with the fishies. Like, I don't know.
It was like, it's like when you're playing Madden and then you let somebody come back on purpose to make it a close game, and then they accidentally, you fucking do a little too much.
They actually end up winning, and you're like, well, it's only because I let you come back, and then it's like, yeah, who won? Yeah, and then you're like, oh, and you get really mad, and you do what I did when I was mad, and I flip our recliner over, and, like, in a full 360. So I'm going to go with Auburn straight up because, I don't know, I'm going to need to see OU go out there and beat these guys because I do think Auburn, they're going to be tough. They're going to be I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think it's going to get – I don't think either team hits 30, let's just say that. But I do think it's going to be good. And I would like to say I would not be surprised if OU won this game. And I think I would like to see, and what I would like to see out of them compared from the last few years is for them to like handle Auburn. Because like, I think what I'm saying is Auburn's, I think the first conference game they're playing, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first conference game. So this is the time where you're going to kind of measure them. And Auburn's a respectable program / team. Like they're not going to like win the championship every year, but they'll beat you if you don't come prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, they beat Alabama like every other year. It's crazy. But this is my motivational pick against OU because I actually kind of want to see them be good because it'll be if y'all are undefeated when we beat y'all, it's going to make our case for getting the number one seed back when Ohio State shows that they're phonies. And they just took advantage of a poor young Manning. A poor young Manning who was in his first college start on the road. He got sandbagged. We all know we shouldn't have been the number one team because they just did it for ratings. It's all a conspiracy. And I think that's why a lot of what's happened lately has actually happened. They did it because of Arch Manning. So
Because of The Rock.
Well, listen, all right, Trevor, let me paint a scenario for you. Listen, you're the starter for this big program. And guess what? Everyone's saying you're going to be the greatest quarterback ever. And that you're
He definitely has a lot of hype to live up to, for sure. I mean, just your name carries that, so.
Oh, yeah, you go to family dinner, and who's there? There's Eli, two-time Super Bowl champion. Oh, who's that? That's Uncle Peyton. People say he's a top five quarterback. Who's that? Grandpa Archie. Yeah. It's a lot of pressure. And then what is that? Oh, we're the number one team. That's great. That's usually great. Who does the number one team usually play? Oh, yeah. Whoever OU played week one, which I think was Long Island University or something. Fucking Manhattan. I don't know. NYU. One of those teams. New York shouldn't even have college football because I don't even think they have football fields there. So I'm just kidding about that. But But I think Texas got sandbagged, and I don't usually talk like I'm a crazy football fan, but I was just looking at it the whole time, and I was like, you know what's going to happen is we might lose this game, and it's not like it wouldn't be earth-shattering, but what's going to happen is we're going to lose, and then it's going to turn into this whole thing like it's crazy that a guy played bad in Columbus in his first road start. You know what I mean? So I think everyone should take it easy on the young guy. Okay, and watch Ohio State lose to Michigan again this year, and I'm going to be rooting for it for the first time in my entire life. God, I hate Michigan, though. Anyway, up next, speaking of teams I hate, we got Ole Miss taking on Tulane. God, I hate Ole Miss, but I like Tulane. Trevor, who do you like in this one? Ooh, this might be a good game.
I think this could be a good game. I thought Ole Miss was going to lose last week. But
I think Tulane should be ranked. What the fuck? Why do they always get fucked over in the rankings, dog? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why, because they like end up having to go like 8-0 before they get ranked or something stupid. I think I'm still gonna go with Ole Miss, but I'm only gonna go straight up because I just don't feel confident about it. I think it could be a good game. It's in Ole Miss though.
Oh, who gives a shit? What does that mean? Everyone's going to get dumber when they're there. I am going to go Tulane, double down, two reasons. One, it's only worth 1 point, so who gives a shit? Second, I hate Ole Miss. Honestly, just three reasons, because the third reason is actually a logical reason. I genuinely think after watching Arkansas take it to Ole Miss and almost get me another upset that I called for the weekend, because I did, I'm not going to lie, I was on fire there for a minute, and then Notre Dame for the second year in a row, we'll get to them, but fucked me. I left them a tip afterwards, they fucked me so good, they fucked me so good that they took me to a Coe Wetzel concert before, and then, you know, took me home after, you know what I mean, I'm going Tulane, double down. I think that they might actually win. Genuinely, I'm not just picking them because I'm hate picking against Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss is. I think, I would like to say this: NCAA. If Tulane wins, you better put them in the goddamn top 25.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
they'll be 4-0 with a few good wins under their belt. So. What am I doing? They're not going to win. I'm going to go Ole Miss double down. They're not winning. I got to stop taking like I'm an idiot. Ole Miss double down.
Just,
all right, up next.
Yeah.
We got Michigan taking on Nebraska. It's in Nebraska. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
Man, this is going to be a good game, I think, because Nebraska is 3-0. But they played Cincinnati. That's a good win. But then after that, it was just beatdowns from no-namers.
Which is good. They haven't been beating down anyone in years.
I'm going to have to...
Oh,
this is a tough game. It's in Nebraska. I think I'm still going to take Michigan. I'm going to go Michigan straight up.
I'm going Nebraska double down. I think for once Nebraska is going to have the better offense in a game that matters, like, because they've played a couple of stinkers the last couple of weeks. I actually respect Cincinnati. They've actually been pretty good. They were a playoff team a few years ago. I mean, they've been a pretty good team. And they did something in that game we haven't been able to see them do, and that's win late when it matters. And be the team that gets the last second win when they've always been the team on the receiving end of a last second loss. So I'm going to go Nebraska double down. I would like to see Nebraska in the top 25 if they win. But I'm not switching on this one because I actually think Nebraska is going to win. Tulane, I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, they just struggled against whoever the fuck they played. I think they didn't struggle, but it was they let up a lot of points, and it wasn't to a team like Ole Miss. So. But Nebraska double down. Up next, we got Purdue going up against 0-2, but somehow still in the top 25 in the Notre Dame. Trevor, who do you like?
Yeah, dude, this is just... I've never seen a team 0-2 and still ranked. Notre Dame, man, what the fuck? Like, you're supposed to... You know, if you go to the championship game, or you go to the Super Bowl, or you go to the finals, you go whatever, and you lose, you know, you can either go two ways. You either fucking fall off the cliff, and you're an alcoholic, and you couldn't kick it, and now your life's just going down the drain. Or you fucking build back up, and you say, we're going back, and we're going to take it. And you've not fucking done that, Notre Dame. You've shown no heart. I don't care if there was a questionable call or anything like that. You shouldn't put yourself in those situations. You should just fucking win the game. But you better win this game. Notre Dame, double down.
Were you just describing the plot to Ace Ventura? It sounds like you were just talking about Ray Finkel from fucking Pet Detective. I was like, what is he doing? Is he talking about Pet Detective? And I almost thought you were going to say, then you're stealing a dolphin and holding Dan Marino hostage. Good Lord. All right. Yeah, I'm actually a big Notre Dame fan. I've always loved them. I've drank the Kool-Aid a lot with them. I mean, I'm not picking against them this week, but I mean, like, dude, you can't. I mean, you know how much credibility other teams lose in my book for losing to Texas A&M, let alone twice, 2 years in a row,
yeah,
in bullshit fashion each time. I mean, like, good Lord. Like, you can't lose to Texas A&M and be like, we're serious. You're not. You're not, okay? Now, on the bright side, they had two losses early. I'm pretty sure that they were 1-2 to start last year because they lost to Northern Illinois and they lost to A&M, and then they didn't lose, like, the rest of the season, I don't think. So, you know, I don't know, man. It's not good, but they have played two really good teams. Neither of the losses are on the same level as, what's it called? Fucking Northern Illinois, okay? So it's not like anybody can be like, they lost to Texas A&M. How can you justify that? You know, so it's not like
yeah,
Northern Illinois. So, you know, it's not like they're dead. And also, all they really have to do is just, like, you know, not lose four games, and they'll probably just get in because they're not in the conference, and that's great. I'm a fan of that. So, anyway, up next we've got apparently from what I've heard from now three OU fans in the last week, Temple, who's apparently a good team, going up against Georgia Tech, who beat Clemson last week. What do you like, Taylor?
First of all, I never said that Temple was a good team. I said that we went in there and kicked their ass like we should have. This is like
I will give you that. You did say that, but I had two of my coworkers try to tell me how, because they were talking shit to me because of how Texas played against UTEP, and I was like, we gave up one score against UTEP, and we scored like 28 points in the second half. We were tuning up, all right? It's a tune-up game, all right? And then he's like, yeah, but you see how we look at Temple, and I was like, oh, so Temple's just on another level compared to UTEP, okay. I thought Temple was a Jewish college for athletes. I thought it was the Jewish BYU for the longest time, and that's not even the fucking joke, okay? So don't laugh. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding about the Jewish thing, though. I totally believed. I thought it was in, like, New York. I thought Jerry Seinfeld was like, what's the deal? We're both going to Jewish athletes. Who are you liking this one, though, Trevor? Georgia Tech,
man. I like Georgia Tech. They helped me with an upset win last week against those fucking cock-sucking fucking bums that I'm so fucking pissed off that I put them in my top 12, and I just put them in there because everybody else put them in there. I should have just fucking left them out because
it's still possible, buddy.
It is still possible, but not with the way they're fucking looking, okay? Like, you saw that win. I saw that loss last week coming from the week before. And then they just...
Oh, I did. Dude, same. Yeah.
I was just like, the way they played, they do that again next week against Georgia Tech, they're gonna lose. And they just fucking did.
That's been, like, every week so far has been we can't score points in the first half and we give up a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like the way you described it, though, you saw it coming from the week before. Like, I totally agree. Like, there was no way I was picking Clemson against, not against anybody, but Georgia Tech, who looked, you know, really good. And they got a couple really good players. So, or, you know.
I'm going to go Georgia Tech double down.
I'm going to follow you on that. I'm going to go Georgia Tech double down as well. You know, they could be a serious threat to win the ACC this year. Up next, oh, how the mighty have fallen. We've got the now, after only one loss because of how bad it was, South Carolina, another top 12 team at Trevor's, who's now no longer in the top 25. They might have another loss this week. They're going into Missouri after their battle with they kicked the shit out of whoever they just played. I can't remember who it was. Trevor, who do you like in the South Carolina or Missouri?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I might just have to abandon my South Carolina pick because, I don't know, Missouri looks like a solid team. So I'm going to go with Missouri straight up. I mean, they fucking took out Kansas a couple weeks ago, and that was a really good game back and forth because I think Kansas is a pretty good team, honestly. But Missouri looks pretty good. SEC sleeper.
I cannot believe that Missouri is a 10.5-point favorite in this game, though. I mean, for God's sake, they lost, but I mean, come on. Now, Vanderbilt, is it Vanderbilt? Yes. Should you lose to them? Never.
Yeah.
You should never lose to Vanderbilt. That being said,
you can just have an off game, like Jesus.
Notre Dame can be 0-2.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. They lost to good teams, but like, South Carolina loses one game. They go from, what were they, 11 all the way to out? I mean, come on. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with South Carolina for that reason. I think that they're going to come out and be motivated. They're a talented team. I like Beamer. I'm going to go South Carolina straight up, though, because this is a tough game, and I do not like how quickly everyone is just tossing South Carolina out with the bathwater, including Vegas. Like, I think it's insane that it's a 10-point cover. I mean, I get Vanderbilt kind of whooped their ass, but, like, it happens. It just happens sometimes. So, I do agree, though. Missouri, you know, they've been pretty good the last few years. It's kind of cool to see them consistently be in the top 25. All right, up next, we got another Florida matchup. I bet Florida is just sick of this by this point, especially with that guy they got playing for them. We got Florida going up against Miami, who is looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. Trevor, who do you like?
This is no question Miami double down. I like what I'm seeing from Miami. I think maybe Cam Ward, like you said, is a better overall quarterback. Maybe he's more talented. Sure, but in college football, it's not always about being the most fucking talented. It's about a guy who's ready to fucking play, who's a proven winner. He's been there. He's not loud. He's not drawing attention to himself. He's just trying to kind of get back in the spotlight where he was in Georgia and take advantage of it. And I like this team. I like their defense. I really like Miami. Like, I'd say, you know, if you're looking at the first 4 weeks, I'd say, you know, if somebody said they could win the championship this year, I wouldn't say that's a bad pick. Miami double down.
Yeah, I mean,
just because the team itself is they're all collectively great.
I mean, I was really hoping that Florida would be undefeated, or not undefeated, I guess, but like,
well, they just wouldn't have lost to South Florida.
Yeah, I just can't believe how it's gone from, I don't know, I have no confidence in them, and I think their Bruce Willis lookalike coach is going to get fucking
fired.
Oh,
dude, they're just falling down the hill now, and they've just now gotten into, you know, the hard games.
they're in for a long season, it seems. You know, obviously, still a formidable opponent based off the talent. I just, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't like the quarterback. He had one good year with Clemson, and I just, ever since then, it's just been a bunch of crap. It's just been a bunch of crap.
A bunch of shit, boys.
So Miami doubled down, and like I said, I call it like I see it. Last year, the defense was non-existent, and Cam Ward was clearly more interested in getting pick number one than he was helping Miami win a game. So I'm not talking bad about him because I've been watching him, and the guy is fucking crazy good. Like, he's really talented. If he can start caring a little bit about something, you know, maybe they'll probably win something soon. But he's, good Lord, how big he is and how relaxed he is in the pocket. I mean, he's a great talent. I mean, the guy could be really good. Up next, we got top 25 matchup. We got Illinois going into Indiana, both undefeated. We got number 9, Illinois. What the hell?
Yeah.
Indiana, they won by 70 points last week against Indiana State. They're being investigated for a fucking hate crime because of it. Trevor, who do you like in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like how some of the rankings this year have been a little wonky the first couple of weeks. Like, I mean, how are you telling me that Illinois is top 10 and Indiana, who just had a great year last year, still undefeated, is 19th? Like, but just for the, and it's, this is in Indiana, just for the amount of disrespect, I'm taking Indiana double down.
Fuck yeah, me too. Like, and I actually like that big fucking,
yeah,
Guinea guy coaching for Illinois. Yeah. I really like it. I like what they got going on over there. Okay, I like it. But I do think that old Signetti over there, he's got a little Italian spite in him as well. And they're at home. They've looked, I mean, for God's sakes, they've lost one game in the last year and a half. So,
two,
I mean, like, for Christ's sakes, I mean,
but, I mean, yeah, I mean, they want them to fucking Ohio State and one to, who's the other one, Oregon?
Oregon.
Yeah. I mean, okay, two top six teams right now.
No. Or was it Penn State?
Either way, you know what I mean? I can't remember. Yeah, I think it might have been Penn State.
Well, I think, did they not play in the Big Ten Championship? I think they did.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lost. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I mean, they got, the team has done what they've taken care of business. They haven't looked shaky. I mean, for fuck's sake, let's start getting the, listen, I said this a couple years ago when the NIL started getting big. I was like, listen, we're going to start seeing a lot of these schools because they can pay players. They're going to start becoming more relevant because you can fucking throw the fucking whole house at a guy that you
Texas
think might
Tech.
Change,
I mean,
your fucking your fortune a little bit there.
Yeah, you're going to have schools that necessarily haven't been good in a while that are going to be, you're gonna be hearing more
Dion
from them.
Dion did that with Travis Hunter. He got the number one kid in the entire nation to go to an HBCU school. That's crazy. Like, that was almost career suicide from Travis Hunter. And look at what happened. He won the Heisman. And he was the number two pick in the draft. So I think Dion wasn't lying to the kids.
Yeah.
So, I'm going Indiana double down. I think they'll win. And they might win convincingly, too. We'll see. Up next, we got Georgia State versus Vanderbilt. Undefeated, number 20 in the nation. Apparently, they're better than Indiana. Oh, wait, are they above Indiana? No, okay.
Yeah.
They're one team below
Indiana.
They're
ranked, though.
They beat Alabama last year, so, you know, that's got to count for something.
Yeah.
Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I like Vandy double down. I don't necessarily – I think they're good, but they're going to run into people in their own conference that are better than them. So I don't think they'll probably end up in the top 25, but I think they'll win this game.
Yeah, Luke seems to think that this Mexican outlaw they got playing quarterback for him is going to be some kind of a badass or something. I don't know. I guess that remains to be seen. But I'm going to go Vanderbilt double down. I don't think Georgia State's got a chance. Up next, we got Southeast Louisiana going up against LSU. Trevor, who do you like?
Yeah, LSU double down. I mean, you know, just this and Brian Kelly. Don't even think about it. That's all I got to say.
Brian Kelly. Don't
keep your pants up.
The problem is, you're thinking about it, you got to stop thinking about it.
Keep your pants up.
No, yeah, dude. Listen, how about this? No ass eating until we fucking win a championship, okay? I think that's been the problem. Your mind's been in the gutter. So, it's time to return back to, you know, the non-ass eating world for a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, up next, we got Sam Houston coming into Austin, taking on the Texas Longhorns. Trevor, what do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go Texas double down. I would say, like, you know, I would like, if I was a Texas fan, I would say I would like to see a little bit more against the, you know, you need to beat somebody's ass. You know what I mean? This would be the team to beat their ass and be like, all right, everybody fuck off.
Okay, I agree, but
I don't say you need to, but I'm saying like.
Well, here's the thing. I would say we kick San Jose State and UTEP's ass.
I'm just talking about a.
Wasn't pretty.
Immediately. Like, go up and just fucking shove it down their throat.
Yes, I agree. But it also could be, you know, just kind of a. You know, like I said, tune up, figuring shit out, kind of living through the kinks kind of thing. Like, I'm hoping that's what it is because it would make sense to me. Like, and the only reason I'm optimistic about that is because, like I said, yeah, at halftime we didn't have the games against UTEP and San Jose won, but I mean we did end up like going out against San Jose State, like what scoring we've only given up 24 points all season. We gave up 7 to 6. We beat San Jose State 38-7, and we beat UTEP 27-10, which I think they scored a touchdown or something late, and you know, because we were up 27-3 for most of the second half. So, I mean, like, we start off slow, it looks sluggish, and then we pick it up in the second half and start whooping their ass. I agree with you, though. I think, you know, we need to, let's go out there and look good on the initial drive. Let's, you know, I mean, for God's sakes, Sam Houston, I'm being genuine. I'm not being, like, a crazy fan or anything. Like, I don't mind us looking sloppy against bad teams as long as the game's never truly in the balance. And I never watched either of those last two games.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, we might lose to UTEP. But I was like, no, I could tell that if we were hitting everything on all cylinders, we would have scored 100 points on them. So, and then the San Jose State game, like, by like the middle of the third, that game got out of hand. So, I mean, you know what I mean? And, like, we lost to Ohio State 7-14. I think by the end of the year, and if we played again, the difference was the offense, is I think ours has more potential than Ohio State does. So, unless Arch just ends up being, like, it's funny how he goes from generational to, we have to start talking about this might be the biggest bust in college.
Yeah, it's like, so stupid. Like,
oh my God. What about DJ Ukulele? That fucking guy, he's the biggest bust in life. Okay, that guy should be a postman is what he should be.
A postman?
Yeah, he should be working in a post office or something. And you know what? That's too good for him. I'm going to, Texas double down. They should beat Sam Houston's ass. Up next, we got a good game. Michigan State, who I think should be in the top 25.
Yeah, I think so too.
Over Vanderbilt, is taking on USC. Trevor, who do you like?
Yeah, this is going to be a good matchup because USC is finally ranked 2, even though, I mean, usually the USC name is wore off by now where it's like, you know, a lot of times teams will just get ranked. It seems like because of their name. Like Florida State would always get fucking ranked up high. But
yeah,
I think those days are over now. I like this Michigan State. I like this Michigan State team. They're really good, man. and I think they're going to win. USC, I mean, same song and dance, man. Good offense. Defense actually looks a little bit better, but I've seen that happen at times with Lincoln Riley. And then he goes, oh, defense? We don't need that.
Yeah, we just got to score 42. We're good.
So I like Michigan State, and I'm going to double down on this one.
Damn, dude. I think Michigan State's going to be the tougher team. They're going to have the better defense for sure. I mean, I don't know. Their offense has looked better this year than it has, but their offense has been a little Iowa State-y the last few years. Like, just hasn't been very effective, but the defense is like an anaconda. It's like a boa constrictor. Like, it's very hard to score on them. So, I think if USC has to rely on their defense, unless it has just drastically improved, I'm going to go with the more physical team and who plays in a tougher conference. So I'm going to – well, wait, I'm retarded. They're playing the same conference now. It's not right. I'm just going to go out and say it's not right that they play in the same conference. All right, that's all I'm going to say. I just think it's wrong. I don't think that USC should be in the Big Ten. It doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to go Michigan State double down. So that's the top 25. Let's go through the War Room games of the week, all worth 10. The first two are the two Friday night games. We've got the Interstate 40 rivalry, or it's the I-35. I don't fucking know. It's something stupid. We got Tulsa going into Stillwater, who's coming off of a 69-3 routing by Oregon. And, you know, rumor has it Mike Gundy's mullet is now solid gray from the stress. Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I think this could be a good game. I'd love to pick Tulsa, but I think OSU's going to win this game, and I'm going to double down on them. I think it's in Stillwater. I think, yeah, they did just get their ass kicked, but Tulsa doesn't exactly look great.
It was a good game.
Fucking Navy put 42 on them.
Navy's been good. I'm tired of people saying that like the Navy hasn't been good. That's the Navy. Why don't you show some respect, okay? That's the Navy. That's the Navy, Trevor, okay? You know, the ones that patrol our seas and keep us free or something like that?
No, that's fine and dandy, but they also lost to New Mexico State, which is terrible. So give me OSU double down. I don't even really want
to
do
it. You know what? They didn't lose to nobody by the most sexual number that exists, okay? So, but while giving up the most sexual number that exists. So you know what? That makes OSU make them gay. So I'm going Tulsa, double down, because OSU gay. And that's all. That's pretty much it. Tulsa's going to win. Double down. I'm going to be somewhere at a bar watching it. And I might be the only Tulsa fan, which isn't going to make any sense because I'm in the city that they're from. And for some reason, there's going to be a lot more OSU fans around. I just want to start a big wave of Tulsa fandom. I just don't understand. I just want to look at everyone in the city and be like, what's wrong with us? We should be there right now. It's just over there.
We should go to – I do kind of want to go to some Tulsa game. I wish they were just get a little bit better.
It's Division I football. They play respectable teams. Like, it's not like they're playing bullshit teams. You know, one day, who knows? They might be in the Big 12 one day or something. I don't know. Who knows? And they're right there. Tickets are affordable. Do we really want them to be good, or do we want to just go watch college football at an affordable price? And that's all. You know what? And they have good merch. Okay.
Yeah,
I like the merch,
yeah.
I like it a lot. And also, I grew up in Tulsa, so I don't know why I didn't like them more. I don't know. But you're right. They have pretty much sucked my whole life. But, like, but still, I mean, the Golden Hurricane, it's pretty cool if you ask me. But, yeah, I'm going Tulsa double down. I've been waiting for this pick because I just – OSU, dude. Like, I don't know. They might – I don't think it's crazy to say that they might be down there on Tulsa's level now. So – we'll just have to see, I guess. Up next, we got Iowa taking on Rutgers. Trevor, who do you like? Finn Rutgers, New Jersey. What do you think?
This is gonna be a good game. Rutgers 3-0, but I mean Iowa always the fucking, you know, you're gonna get a tough ass defense and two touchdowns if you're lucky from the offense. That being said, I think Iowa. Let's see. Lost to Iowa State. Beat UMass. Rutgers is beat everybody's ass. They played over Ohio. I'm gonna go with Iowa. Double down. I think the defense will get to them.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a good game. I think it could be a 6-5 game. Like some stupid score like that.
What a game! What a game! 6-5. Oh, don't know if I'm watching baseball
or
football.
Double down. Straight up.
Double down.
Yeah, Mike Sharp is going to have to tell his wife to leave the house for a few hours because it's going to be him. It's going to be Mike's time.
Sack.
So,
interception.
Fumble. Settle down, girls.
Okay.
Settle down, girls. Settle down, girls.
So, Trevor, who do you like for War Room Game of the Week number 3? Who do you like between SMU and TCU?
Hang on, who are you going with?
About on what?
Rutgers and Iowa.
Oh, I said Iowa. I'm going Iowa.
Okay,
double
okay.
down.
All right. What's the next game?
TCU versus SMU. We got the Methodists taking on the fucking Baptists or whatever the TCU people are. Texas Muslims or something like that.
The Muslims, boy.
Muslims over at TCU teaching something about some guy named Judas or something.
Oh, Judas Priest, boy, good. He always out there going fast, don't he break the law?
he gay.
Obey the law. We say real quick. This is going to be a good game. It's in TCU, SMU, only one loss, and that was to Baylor in fucking double overtime, which that was a hell of a game. I'm going to go with SMU straight up. Yeah, SMU straight up. Texas rivalry.
I think I'm going to go TCU double down. I like what I've seen from TCU more than what I've seen from SMU. I like SMU. I'm a fan of Eric Dickerson. I like the Pony Express 30 for 30. It's a lot of fun. But I was kind of concerned. It's kind of like with Boise State, how everyone was just like, oh, well, they were good last year, so they're just going to pick right back up
true.
Be the same team that they were. And it's just like, no, that's not how it works.
I don't think they'll be as good as that. They're still tough.
I don't think SMU is going to be a playoff team this year.
Nah.
I do think that they'll be competitive. I mean, to be fair, they play in arguably now the worst Power 5 conference. The ACC is just crap, dude. It's crap. Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech is defeated. They don't have a win. They're just defeated. They don't even know what I mean. They're opposite. this is bad, dude. I'm going TCU double down. I just think they're a better team, and it's in TCU, too. So I like them in that game. Up next, I believe the next War Room game of the week is James Madison versus Liberty. JMU, a team that I had making the playoffs as the non-Power 5 team, doesn't look great so far. But this game could help going up against a team I thought was going to make it last year as the non-conference team, but they didn't do shit. So, Trevor, who do you like in this one?
This is a tough one because, I mean, obviously, this is a rivalry game, too. Man, I don't know. JMU, I like him. I just ever feel like every time I pick him, they fuck me. Because they get on a roll. And, I mean, give me Liberty or give me death. I'll take Liberty straight up.
I knew it. I was waiting for your Patrick Henry line. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to go JMU double down. I think they go into Philadelphia, and I think they beat these cocksuckers and fucking go put another crack in that Liberty bell, you know what I'm saying? JMU double
Ring
down.
It.
I'm going hard to this week, dog. Up next, what was the last one? We also have Washington versus Washington State. Trevor, who do you like?
Yes, another rivalry. Which, my God, the fucking line on this is insane.
I know, that's crazy. Oh, I think Washington State got their ass kicked last week by somebody.
Oh, they definitely did. Jesus.
Well, see, that's what Vegas does. Still. When that happens, they're like, oh, we'll jump the line so that people think it's because it's going to happen again. They're going to lose by 60 again or whatever it was. Damn, North Texas really did kick their ass. And they've only scored 33 points this year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Washington double down. I mean, they're 2-0. They've faced easy teams, but they've taken care of business. Washington double
down. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that. And they're, literally in every facet of the game, the more superior team. So I'm going to have to go with, Washington on that one, double down. And then finally, I believe there's only one more, and that's Fresno State.
It's funny. I knew you. I was like, he's going to definitely. This is a 10:59 game. This doesn't start till 11 p.m.
I'm not going to let anyone think that they're going to get the scores that night. They're going to have to wait, okay? Because we're not going to know. We're not going to know. Like, people are going to be up at 2 a.m.
Listen, if they're anything like anybody, I'm already, like, you know, in my head, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you may not know the exact number, but you're like, I've got some big games. And ironically, Brady was born at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he held off till, like, literally the last, at the end of the Hawaii game. I was, after it went off, I was passed out in the chair in the garage, and I was dead to the world, and my phone was beside me on silent, and Bailey tried to call me about 12 times, and then she ended up coming at me and was like, Trevor! And I like, literally freaked out, like, because I didn't know what was going on, and I just woke up, and I just put my hands up in the air, and I was like, what? Stop yelling!
Please, just make it stop.
I was like, what? My water just broke. I was like, okay. But he had enough glass to let the last football game finish. And with that, maybe I'll probably fall asleep in this one, but I'll wake up at the end. You know, you wake up in the fourth quarter and you're like, oh shit, this game's still going. And
it's overtime and it's 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's gonna go to overtime. Yeah, dude, the only thing that'd be better is if this went into overtime in like a 4 or 5 a.m. somehow, and then like NFL had a game in London and it started at like 7 a.m.
Oh my God, that's like every degenerate gambler, cokehead, fucking football fan.
Like, all right, you got an hour and a half to rest before the next game starts.
Who needs sleep?
With that being said, though, I'm going to take... I'm going to take Fresno State straight up. I think they get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same, but I'm going to take it a step further. I'm almost doing this because I want Hawaii to win because I think it's cool. I bet they're 3-1, and who knows, you know, maybe we'll see them keep winning and get in the top 25 or something. But I don't know. Fresno State, it's a tough one, man. I want to pick Hawaii, but I just don't think they're going to win.
I want to pick Hawaii, too, but I just don't think that.
I mean, I didn't think they would beat Stanford, but then I forgot fucking Frank the Third Reich is working for him over there, helping Hitler, and he's too busy helping Hitler fucking do the Holocaust. He's not paying attention to steam. oh my God, that game pissed me off more than any college game that's happened this year. Like, that game pissed me off so much.
Dude,
that game made me mad.
Fucking bum.
Like, I'm just like, I can't believe it. Like, oh, we're gonna get more money if we have all of our timeouts. Use the fucking timeout.
Yeah, dude. Like, I was so mad. I was like, why are they just? What are you doing? Why are you just letting the time burn?
It's so stupid, and everyone kept trying to justify it. Like, well, they made a deal. If you do this, I'm like, who gives a fuck? We're trying to win. How about we get players to come here because they think they might win a game? How about that?
Yeah.
Same shit in college. Yeah, Fresno State doubled down. Fuck Hawaii for doing that to me. Okay, how about that? I'm also mad at you guys for winning a game against the team that I picked. How about that? It's something personal. But with that, that's going to conclude the WRFL WRCAA picks episode. Trevor, I was going to say, why don't we do the NFL picks tomorrow? Jason's wanting to come on and discuss the push-push. So let's do the NFL picks tomorrow and call it a night for tonight.
That'll be fine if that fucking bum Kansas City Chief fan wants to get on here too, Chase. You can, you fucking... This guy, the cooth to complain about the refs as a Kansas City Chiefs fan is absolutely laughable.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that they're losing all these close games because they won so many of them last year. All their luck ran out. That's what I think happening.
I think so,
too. That's exactly what's happening. And they deserve it, and I love it. And the Patriots have won more wins than the Chiefs for the first time since Brady. So I love it, and I hope it keeps happening. Honestly, dude, think about it. If the Giants can somehow beat them,
oh my God! And the Giants should have fucking won last week. Those cocksuckers.
I mean, it's a shame that Russell Wilson goes out and has one of the best games of his career, and they just can't stop the Cowboys. It's just God.
They let him kick a 65 fucking yarder to fucking. I was like, dude, are you shitting me right now? Like. It was a hell of a game, though. I'll say that. It was a hell of a game.
Absolutely.
Dude, that fucking, that fucking Bills-Ravens game, Jesus Christ, that was a fucking, that was just hard dick after hard dick right there. That was crazy.
Well, I was about to turn the game off, because I was like, 4 minutes. Come on. They're not, the Ravens defense isn't going to give up that many points in that short a time, and you know Derrick Henry isn't gonna fucking fumble.
Fumble, yeah.
That's not gonna happen. And he has almost 200 rushing yards. But yeah, come on. It's crazy. That's just in that game right there. If I thought I was counting my points, I was like, oh my God, that's another 20 for me right there. And then like the worst thing that could happened.
Yeah, that was a.
Fucking Garrett almost had a perfect week.
Yeah.
The Steelers, dude, they got everybody. Everybody drank the Kool-Aid. Everybody thought.
Yeah, they thought it's so just funny. They played the Jets. Everybody forgot how much the Jets sucked until the next week. Well, they play us this week. We'll see about that.
Oh man, I think we're good. I think we'll win, but we'll get into that tomorrow when we do our NFL picks for week 3 of the NFL. And a little preview, we got the Dolphins and Bills playing on Thursday, and I don't think the Dolphins are going to be getting their first win of the season this year. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I think that head coach better just he's going to be leaving. He's going to be leaving this year. They're going to blow the team up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think they'll get rid of him first. I think they would get rid of Tua. Personally, I think, it's kind of like how the Giants didn't necessarily get rid of what's his name, the bald guy, Brian Daboll. They didn't get rid of him. They got rid of Daniel Jones first.
Which is another just two crazy weeks of the Colts.
It's like, New York, dude. It's New York.
I mean, it is, I guess, yeah.
It's a terrible place to play, be a coach slash football player. Like, it's just terrible. It's not a football place. It's just not. And the sports media there is tougher than fucking anywhere else in the country. There's not another place. And that's crazy is they act like they win all the time, and they don't. It's those fucking Yankees fans from the last 100 years that think their whole city's good because that one team won everything. So, you know. But anyway, getting late, Trevor. I know you got children to attend to and a lovely woman. So I gotta let you go, and I bid you a farewell and a good night. And the same to the rest of you people that are listening, keeping up with the WRFL. Thank you guys for listening. We will be doing our NFL episode tomorrow, and with special guest Jason Cornelius, and he's got a lot to say about a lot of things. So
stay tuned.
Listen to me slap him down with facts tomorrow, okay? And open him up to his delusion that he's living in, because that's all he's doing. He's delusional. So the Tush Push is here to stay. I love the Tush Push. I'm a fan of it. And if I played football, I would run it. So maybe other teams should stop bitching and crying about it. Maybe they should start putting it into their offense. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to say this, because I know we're going to do the NFL podcast, and I'm definitely going to say it tomorrow. I would just like to say that banning a new play because it doesn't look like a football play is basically like banning innovation and banning the game from growing and being creative. Like, people thought it was insanity to throw the ball. Like, they're like, you want to do what with the ball? Are you crazy, boy? Like, they were flabbergasted to see Johnny Unitas have 20 pass attempts in a game. Like, they thought it was insane. And guess what? It became a part of the game, and almost an integral part of the game. So, And I'm just being honest. If it was something that everybody in the league was doing and they were abusing it, I would be like, all right, I get it. I get people wanting to get it out of there. But you literally cannot ban a play because one team is doing it well. Like, you can't. It looks fucking bad.
It's such a loser thing to do. Yeah, like, oh, they're beating us too much.
Well, for one, it's literally what Jim Irsay tried to do to the Patriots every fucking year we beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's what the rules got changed all the time around that time of the year, especially on defense, because the way we were defending their receivers, and they didn't like it. So, you know, I don't think you should be allowed to do that. I don't like it. You know, because I guarantee you, if the Chiefs were doing it, none of those Chiefs fans would have nothing to say. I know for a fact that Green Bay was doing it. Jason would be on there telling us why the Tush Push is the greatest play ever made. And to me, it's literally a play that's only effective in one.
It's not like other teams aren't allowed to do it. Just fucking do it.
They can't do it every single play up and down.
Yeah. People act like they're just gonna do it, like, just to get a first down. I'm like, they only get like a yard or two.
That's why they win right there.
Yeah,
they can go for it on fourth and inches.
Like I said the other day when I was like, all right, why don't we go ahead and ban flea flickers and play action too? Like, imagine that, like, you were gonna hand it off, and now you're fucking throwing it, you can't do that!
Oh, you know, let's get rid of play action, you can't make defense like that, you can't do that, you can't make them think you're running the ball and then throw it over their head, you can't do that!
That's unfair!
That's too creative, you see what I'm saying? Like, the game is always changing and evolving, and new plays are gonna come up. And it's actually a really good example. The flea flicker, I guarantee you there were people that are like, this is a stupid play. This isn't football. This is trickery. This is trickery right here. This isn't football. Like, it's just stupid. It's just dumb. And it just sounds like a bunch of sore losers that is on the receiving end of it because one of the 32 teams does a play that they don't like because their team's either lost to them in recent memory or, you know, whatever. Maybe they're crying at home or something. I don't know what the problem is, but I do know that if that play gets banned, it's going to make everyone look like giant pussies.
It does, yeah. Like, it's just like...
If you penalize the team that was doing something better than everyone else and winning, then what do? Oh, it's changed the rules. So, well, you know what? I hope they do change the rule. I hope the Eagles win fucking four straight Super Bowls. I hope that's what happens and they never do a tush push again. Like, that's what I think, because I just think it's stupid, okay?
So, it's such a loser. Like, you're just like, you're mad because they're doing a play so good. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, Brandon Aubrey, you can't kick from further than 58 yards because you can kick farther than everyone else, and that ain't fair.
For like,
you can't be kicking.
Somebody brought up the example the other day, and like, this is fair. Like, how when the fake slide got banned in the NCAA because Kenny Pickett did it, that's a fair ban. You know why? Because he's sliding, defender has to pull up. And if he pulls up, then he can just keep running and go. But if he takes his head off, he's going to get a penalty. That's fine. I can live with that. That makes sense. This,
yes, that's the manipulation of the rule.
There's no manipulation. This is just, we're beating your ass better than you can. Like,
and if they're lining up offside, there's a way to officiate that. They need to call it if they're over the ball. And if they're jumping before the ball moves, then yes, that needs to be called. But I've been watching this play, and I've definitely, the majority of the time, they are not lining up over the ball and jumping early. But they're doing what any good team would do that's trying to do everything they can to win. If the refs wouldn't call me punching a guy right in the throat like I used to do when I played all the time, I would do it right in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's against the rule. I was arguing with a guy in a Facebook comment thing the other day. Because it was a video of this kid getting pancaked on a punt team, and then he got up and started, like, jogging like an idiot, and then the kid that hit him reared back and fucking killed him again. And this guy was, like, being a pussy in the comments, and he was all like, oh, you just can't do that. That's been regulated out of the game. And I was just like, dude, you gotta keep your head on a swivel on the field. He's like, dude, I was like, laws don't stop criminals. Rules don't stop dirty players. You cannot just walk around not paying attention on a field when the play's going. Because I look for guys like that all the time, and that was my favorite thing to do, was to fucking be the, like, dude, my head, Coach Ragland literally told us, like, keep your head on a swivel is rule number one and rule number five. It's two rules. You keep your head on a swivel. You never jog on the field. You never walk on the field. You always expect someone to clean your clock. You don't. It doesn't matter what the rules are. You're not supposed to grab someone's dick either, and I happen to be many times. I grab many penises also on the football field. It's totally against the rules. I did things against the rules all the time. Okay. It's just dumb. It's not. I just don't think that the answer is, well, we should ban it so that they can't do it anymore. Well, how about you go put your wife's tampon in? And eat it afterward, you fucking losers. But anyway,
on that note, fuck you.
On that note, I like to leave it on a major over the top note, but I gotta go get ready for bed. I gotta get up early. Trevor, love talking to you, buddy. Hope you and the family are doing well. We'll see you soon. WRFL family, we love you. Pay your bills. It's due by the first, cocksuckers. All right, we'll see you.
Good night.
All right. Trevor.